Would everyone in the Missouri Senate, as well as our guests in the upper galleries, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 17th Psalm we hear, "Hear a just cause, O Lord, give heed to my cry, listen to my prayer." Heavenly Father, we ask that you free us from paradigms that no longer serve your people. And we ask that you help us to imagine new ways of working with one another so that fresh ways of looking at what we are able to do may produce beneficial results for all your people. And fill us with your knowledge that brings power to our words and our actions. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean,
here.
Beck, Bernsgetter, Bratton, Brown,
here.
Burleson,
here.
Serpoy,
here.
Crawford,
here.
Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman,
here.
Hoskins, Huff, Koenig,
here.
Luchtmeyer,
here.
May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Lawrence is here. A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 43rd day, Tuesday, April 5th, 2022. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. Senator Bean in the chair. The Reverend Gawk offered the following prayer.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as it hasn't been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved as though it hasn't been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. The chair would like to introduce a group of special guests on behalf of the senator from Callaway County. With us today, to my right and the body's left, we have students from the Madison 3C3 High School and their traction team. We've got Connor O'Banion, Reed Layton, Heaven Boone, Jonathan Thomas, Logan Hubert, Madeline Wood, Alex Harrison, and teachers Jennifer Ernett and Susan Purdy. This group of young folks came up with a program to encourage safety and driving amongst young peers their age, and they have actually been awarded an award they'll be getting today from AAA. So would you please help me welcome these young leaders to the Senate chamber today. Introduction of guests. Senator from Lawrence.
Mr. President, to your right, I have with me some special guests.
For some reason, they wanted to spend a day with a senator, and they just happened by room 220, and my door was open, so they sauntered in, and that's not the whole story. But would Kathy Guerra and Marie Motor, would you stand and let us recognize you? Let's welcome them to the Senate, if you will, please.
Please welcome these guests to the Missouri Senate chamber. Senator from the 20th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two groups of guests I would like to introduce.
Great. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first group are visitors here from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. If they could please stand. We have Mr. Ken Teague, Mr. Benjamin Leviatt, Ms. Jill Carter, Holly Oberhansley, Jared Young, and Dale Rodman. And I would ask the body to please make them feel welcome today.
Let's welcome these folks to the Senate chamber today. Proceed, Senator.
In addition, Mr. President, in the upper gallery behind me are citizens from our Grand Order of Pachyderm Clubs, and I'd ask them to stand. They're here today visiting the Capitol, and ask the body to make them feel welcome today.
Let's welcome this group of distinguished visitors to the Senate chamber. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Boone. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for third reading on the consent calendar, and I'd ask that you call the calendar.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be Senate bills on third reading consent calendar. First bill up is Senate Bill 845, the Senator from Ozark. Senator from Ozark, you're recognized for a consent bill on the consent calendar, Senate Bill 845.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 845 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Ozark. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The aye appears to have it. The aye does have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that the Senate Bill number 845 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 845 was heard in local government in elections in January of this year, actually. And currently, second, third, and fourth class counties have to provide entire financial statements in their local newspapers. This bill would modify that statute to allow those counties to provide a simplified county financial statement that first-class counties are already granted. The full county financial statements would still be made publicly available, but would not be required for printing in the newspaper. This bill would require the posting of the salary of each county elected official as well. This is just plain good governance bill that will still provide transparency to taxpayers, but also ample cost savings to our counties.
The Senator for Ozark has moved for the third reading and final passage of Senate Bill number 845. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Lawrence.
May I inquire of the Senator from Ozark, please?
Senator from Ozark, do you yield?
I do.
She does. Proceed.
Good morning, Senator. As I was looking through this, I didn't notice any substitutes. Is that correct?
That's right. This is a...
Are there any amendments that I didn't see anything in my packet here?
This has been unanimously approved through committee. No adjustments, no amendments.
No amendments. Great. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion on the motion offered by the Senator from Ozark? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Ozark renews her motion that Senate Bill number 845 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 845, an act relating to county financial statements with existing penalty provisions. Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtemeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Phelps votes aye. Senator from the 13th votes aye. By your vote of 29 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Bill 718, the senator from the 9th District.
I would like to present 718. To be third read and passed.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of the 9th District. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
718 is a simple bill. It would be no money to the state. It simply would allow us to recognize the third week in September.
Senator, before you explain the bill, would you, for the record, move for the third reading and final passage of the bill?
Oh, I thought I did. I'd like to move for third reading and final pass of Senate Bill 718.
Thank you, Senator. Please proceed with your explanation.
Thank you for assisting me, Mr. President. Senate Bill 718 is pretty simple. It's just eight lines. It would ask the state to recognize the third week of September as Historically Black College and University Week in our state. This is already HBCU week. in the nation. It has been since 2008. This would allow the state to bring more attention and awareness to our two historically black colleges, Lincoln University, which is right here in Jefferson City, as well as Harris Stowe State University. Lincoln University has over 2,000 students. It was founded in 1866, and Harris Stowe, being a little older, was founded in 1857. With the passage of this bill, we'll join those in the other states in the nation in order that would bring attention to that, the awareness, and especially with Lincoln being a land-grant institution, it would help us bring more students to our state, regardless of ethnicity. And we could follow along with things like Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, right, picking one day during that week every year where they raise over $1 million specifically dedicated to historically black colleges. And with that, I would ask for the body to pass this bill.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of the 9th District. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Inquire the Senator from the 9th.
Senator from the 9th, do you yield?
I do.
She does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I think you answered one of my questions, that this, the week that you're designating is already the National Historic Black College and Universities Week. Is that correct?
It is.
Okay, so we're just lining it up with that. And I know both of my parents are proud graduates from Lincoln University.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. And then I guess the other, and I missed this on the first one consent bill that came through because I was upstairs and didn't get down in time, but I'd like to try and ask everyone with a consent bill this. So if this gets sent over to the, I mean, I plan on voting in favor, and I'm sure the majority will. If this gets sent over to the House and gets loaded up with a bunch of stuff that might be controversial or has, I don't even know what the title of your bill relating to Historically Black College University Week, but that could be changed to, I don't know, education or higher education and gets loaded up with a lot of other things. I hope that when it comes back that we would either go to conference or have discussions on that. We just ran into some situations in the past where we've had consent bills that passed out of this body with a simple purpose, maybe to add emails to the Department of Economic Development website, and then they come back, and next thing I know, it's a totally different purpose related to economic development. We've got the GM bill and things like that. So hopefully I can have your commitment that, hey, if this gets loaded up, we could at least have a conversation about it.
Oh, I agree. I agree, Senator, that we would need to have a conference on it and make the best decision into what we feel as the Senate.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you,
Thank
Senator.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion on the motion offered by the Senator from the 9th District? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the 9th renews her motion that Senate Bill number 718 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 718, an act relating to Historically Black College and University Week. Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor,
aye.
Riddle, Rizzo,
aye.
Roberts,
aye.
Rowden, Schatz,
aye.
Shoup,
aye.
Thompson Rader,
aye.
Washington,
aye.
White,
aye.
Whelan,
aye.
Williams,
Senator from Green, votes aye. Senator from Dallas, votes aye. Senator from Boone. Votes aye. By a vote of 31 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling of perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Bill number 908 with Senate Committee substitute, the Senator from the 15th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 908 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of the 15th District. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
I now move that a Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 908 be read third time, finally passed.
I think we're going to adopt the Senate Committee substitute. Senator, first.
All right. Yes.
Your motion is to adopt the Senate Committee substitute?
Yes, I move that we adopt the Senate Committee substitute.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your substitute?
Yes, so what this bill does is it just provides some accountability to NIDs, TDDs, TIFs, and if there's an amendment, it just makes sure that the public would have input if it's expanded. It also requires the boundaries of the district to be sent to the auditor and the Department of Revenue. So a pretty simple bill. It's more of just accountability.
The senator from the 15th has moved for the adoption of the Senate Committee substitute to Senate Bill number 908. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire of the senator from the 15th.
Senator from the 15th,
yes.
You yield. He does. Proceed.
Senator, thank you for the inquiry. Now, I saw that the senator from Andrew was quick to get up. My guess is he may be asking some similar line of questioning what I'm going to. So last year, and I think maybe even the session before that, there were some TIF reforms that you had put forward.
Correct.
That I think had related to floodplains, if I'm remembering correctly, that had an impact that was unique on some of the Senate districts throughout the state, one of which was St. Joseph, which I represent, which is in a floodplain, the entire city of St. Joseph.
Except for, I believe we exempted them.
Right. So my only question is, for this legislation, does it do anything to impact those?
No, basically what this has doesn't have anything to do with floodplains or anything like that. This is basically just saying there. Sometimes the Department of Revenue, they don't know what the boundaries of some of these districts are. So it's just saying, all right, you have to send these boundaries to the auditor and the Department of Revenue. So that way we all know, as the state of Missouri, we know what these boundaries of these districts are. Also, some instances there's amendments so like let's say it's goes for 25 years, and they amend the original purpose. We just say, all right, the public has to know about this. You can't just do it, you know, in the dark of night. So it's just really an accountability measure. You know, doesn't prevent them from doing anything that they can't do today.
Okay, thank you, Senator, appreciate it.
Further discussion on the motion offered by the Senator of the 15th, Senator from Andrew County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Inquire of the Senator from the 15th.
Senator from the 15th, you yield.
I do.
He does, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator. Senator, as you may know, I used to be a county clerk in Andrew County, and part of the responsibility of a county clerk was to any new taxing entities, you needed to notify all parties affected, which I always included the auditor's office and the Department of Revenue in that. So this
just makes it, there's nothing in law that would require that. So this just...
Yeah, probably a general law, but this makes it very specific for these type of entities. I mean, in general, I think there's broader general law that basically says that when you have a new entity, you're supposed to report it. Maybe doesn't even say revenue. You're supposed to report it to any, affected individuals or organizations.
Yeah,
from my standpoint, always included the auditor and revenue, because I just assumed those would be entities that need to know this kind of information. But
yeah, really
you're just
down.
Really specifying, spelling it out that those, yep. and that's large. It looks to me like it's really just a notification.
Correct.
Bill, for the most part. Yeah,
yes.
Doesn't do anything else with it, just notifies them, except for maybe the last part where you have an amended amendment to an ID. Now, does that include CIDs and TDDs and all the other entities as well?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, includes all the various political subdivisions, I call them.
Correct.
Yeah, that are special purposes, really for cities to be able to let a developer put the infrastructure in, and then are supposed to go away.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you pay for the infrastructure. The citizens pay typically through a sales tax, a lot of these entities.
Yeah, typically
they pay
are,
a special
you know.
Sales tax, so it's another tax on folks. But for a specific purpose of like putting roads, sewers, and stuff like that in, sidewalks and such, a good tool it could be, but it's an additional tax, and the taxpayers are funded, and there needs to be accountability.
Yeah.
You know, some of these have been, I mean, I think I remember one audit that happened that had a TDD that built a refrigerator for a convenience store or something like that. That was probably a misuse of the
funds. That's probably a misuse.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want my tax dollars going to, but that personalized infrastructure is. So, Senator, great. I think the additional accountability is worthwhile. I think election authorities probably had the obligation to do it already, but it's great and wonderful that you spell it out specifically, so now they know exactly how to do it.
Yep.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion, the Senator from Green. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Inquire the Senator from the 15th.
From 15th? Senator from Johnson, did you inquire the Senator from the 15th?
Yes.
I'm sorry, the Chair did not hear you.
Senator from the 15th,
you yield.
Up there.
Yes.
He does, proceed.
Thank you, Senator. So I just wanted to ask you the same question that I'd asked the Senator from the 9th. Obviously, we've had some issues in the past where we've sent kind of a simple consent bill over to the House, and it's come back, and it's had a lot of controversial things. And instead of, you know, going to conference and trying to work out those things, it's just been brought up and pushed through. So with a bill, I don't even know what the title is. I'm assuming it's taxing districts or special taxing districts is probably the title of your bill.
Yeah, I don't plan on, you know, making this a super controversial bill. If it goes over the House, I'm sure we'll go to conference and strip anything off that needs to be stripped off.
Okay. All right. Well, if I've got your commitment for that, I appreciate it. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion, the Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could I inquire of the Senator from the 15th District?
Senator from the 15th, you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, remind me, since we're on the consent calendar here, remind me what the criteria are for a consent bill.
Less than 100,000, non-controversial.
I thought it was no fiscal note, but it's under 100,000?
I believe so, yeah. Yep.
Non-controversial, and then what else?
Non-controversial.
No penalties.
No penalties,
right.
That's right.
Right,
yep.
Okay, so one, I don't know how this doesn't have a fiscal note, over $100,000. Because the last paragraph in this bill, on the last page, on page 29, line 51, section 2, the governing body of the local transportation authority establishing a district on or after August 28, 2022 shall not collect any property or sales tax until such governing body has submitted the information required by paragraph A, subsection blah, blah, blah. So one, I would almost argue that that's a penalty, although me and my colleague from Platte County maybe disagree on this. Two, how this doesn't then necessitate a fiscal note for these taxing districts all over the state over $100,000 is quite frankly beyond me. So I'm not really comfortable that this is somehow called a consent bill. I think I understand the intent and the, you know, we talk about guardrails and all that kind of, I think I understand the intent of what you're trying to do here, but I don't know on what planet this actually meets the criteria of a consent bill.
Well, I mean,
if you could help me clarify that would be helpful.
Yeah, I mean, it's an accountability measure, but yeah, I mean, I would agree with you. You do have a point there. All they have to do is send that information in, which they probably should be doing anyways.
Yeah, but if they don't, then they are not allowed to collect the property or sales tax, correct, under this legislation. So, one, I almost see that as a penalty. Maybe in some other world it's not. But two, it would definitely necessitate a larger fiscal note than $100,000.
Well,
for these districts all over the state.
Yeah, I mean, if it would have gotten a bigger fiscal, I guess oversight assumed that all these taxing districts would do that. They would submit the information.
Well, Senator, I don't exactly know what the procedure is right now, given the fact that I don't think this meets the criteria for a consent bill. Being as it's on the consent calendar.
Yeah, I mean, the city of Springfield.
I mean, I don't want to get in a situation where, you know, we're doing something that I don't actually believe meets the criteria enumerated for our consent calendar.
If you're not comfortable with it, I can put. I don't know, a procedure to put it on the regular calendar.
But I know, maybe if we had a floor leader around here, maybe we could talk to him. But I appreciate the inquiry, Senator. Mr. President.
Senator from Platt.
President, to inquire of Senator from Green.
Senator from Green, do you yield to an inquiry?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
All right. Thank you for the inquiry. I was listening to some of the conversation between you and the Senator from the 15th. So I did a little bit of quick legal research on my phone here. And so a penalty is a
criminal.
Criminal penalty. So you've basically got penalties are going to be a felony, a misdemeanor, or an infraction. Now, definitionally, what's happening here is none of those things.
Correct.
So I think we can definitely check the box that
the penalty provision
that
actually does meet the legal standard.
Correct.
For
correct.
This,
that there,
this
that there sure. Yeah, that there is no penalty. My other question, and you're the chairman of Fiscal Oversight Committee, but my understanding is that the way this works is it would deprive a local governmental entity of TIF dollars.
Of the collection of
those TIF dollars. Now, because those are not state dollars, is it possible that it didn't generate a fiscal note because my recollection under the rule.
Yeah, but fiscal notes when they're.
They
when
do
they're,
have local government impact.
Yeah, we actually send information out to municipalities and districts that would be impacted by legislation, and then they essentially report back to us with what they believe their fiscal impact would be.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So I think the rule actually maybe gives us the clarity that we need on this. So Rule 45, there are three different requirements for a consent bill. One, that it be non-controversial. I think we passed that litmus test just based on the conversation here on the floor. The second is it cannot be considered consent if it increases net expenditures of the state by more than $100,000
or reduces
net
correct.
Revenue of the state by more than $100,000. Well, I mean, as we discussed, even though there may be some impact on net revenue of local government if this were to pass, there is no conceivable net impact on state revenue. So the rule, under Rule 45, it only speaks to increases in state expenditures or reductions in state revenue, none of which would be present here, which is why I assume it didn't generate a fiscal note that would have prevented this from being consent. And then the last provision, which we've already discussed, is whether or not it has a criminal penalty associated with it. And
I think the consideration that I want the body to dwell on here is that even though there perhaps is not a state fiscal note associated with this, we are talking about taxing districts all over the state and an impact to those districts.
Yeah,
whether or not those dollars run through the state treasury or not.
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, I think there's no dispute, and I think the senator from the 15th would acknowledge this. There could be a fiscal impact on local government in excess of $100,000 if you had enough, you know, local governments not complying with the mandates of this provision. But I just to clarify, and again, I'm fine going whichever way the body wants to go on this. The requirement under Rule 45 for consent is that it not have a fiscal impact to the state of more
plus
than
or 100, minus 100,000.
Plus or minus sure. $100,000. And clearly this would not have any fiscal impact to the state whatsoever. It would be only to local government. And so I think it meets the strict definition of Rule 45. But again, body thinks that this is something that shouldn't be consent, I mean, we'll go with whatever the will of the body is.
And again, like, you know, to be clear here, Senator, on page 27, lines 56 through 58, we're also requiring that the Department of Revenue publish and maintain notices by these taxing entities. So, Senator, someone will have to do that work. There will be a cost associated to the state by individuals who are doing that work at the Department of Revenue on behalf of these taxing districts who may or may not now already be providing this information.
Yeah.
But if there are entities that are not providing this information, and now in order for them to collect those tax dollars, they are mandated to do so, there will have to be someone, Senator, at the Department of Revenue actually keying in the information. So there will be a cost.
Yeah, there may be some additional work. I guess the question would be in
associated with another government mandate.
Yeah, and I guess the question would be, is the additional work that could theoretically be created, would that be enough to trigger another FTE?
Right.
I doubt that's the case. I don't know that to be the case. And then the question would be,
well, apparently it's not the case because we don't have a fiscal note that was generated by our oversight department.
Right. And
so,
and you know, I've been on the bad and good ends of the fiscal notes during my time in the Senate, where
if we could take our conversations to the side gallery or keep the volumes at a minimum, so the two senators standing 8 feet apart can hear each other in debate. Senator, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President.
In any event, my only point is that, you know, I think it meets the three technical check marks that have to be checked for a consent bill. But again, you know, I serve on the Rules Committee. We looked at all this. You know, we have our Senate research team in there whenever we're going through the consent bills to make sure that they meet the technical definition of a consent bill. And at least based on my reading of the rule and my reading of the statute that's being proposed here, it would meet the technical definition of a consent bill. But that being said, I would defer to whatever the judgment of the bill sponsor is and the body as a whole. Thank you for the inquiry.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator from the 15th, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I will say that even at the local level, a fiscal note does not show any cost. Even the city of Springfield did show a zero fiscal cost. So with that, I close.
The senator from the 15th renews his motion that the Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 908 be adopted. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the substitute. Senator from the 15th.
I move that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 908 be read third time and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of the 15th District. Is there any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you recognize to close?
I close.
The Senator from the 15th moves that the Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 908 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 908, an act relating to certain special taxing districts. Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Cass votes aye. Senator from the 4th votes aye. Senator from the 13th votes aye. Senator from Andrew. Thank you, Senator. Senator from Ozark, how do you vote?
Aye.
She votes aye. Senator from the 3rd, for what purpose do you rise?
Point of personal privilege.
No. You've got to wait till the vote's counted. I'm sorry. By your vote of 33 ayes and 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 3rd.
So privilege.
The senator from the 3rd has requested a point of personal privilege. Senator from the 3rd, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have some special people I would like to recognize. To my left and your right is Jackie Brown, and she is from Hillsboro, Missouri, and she is the Jefferson County Health Department, and she's the Community Services Manager. And then behind me and up above, we have a group standing back here. And they are the South Iron Boys basketball team, Class 1 back-to-back state champions, and Drennan Deacons was player of the year. Drennan, raise your hand. And Coach Dusty Deacons was coach of the year. So let's give this group a round of applause.
Please welcome the guests of the Senator from the 3rd. Back on the current resolution, consent calendar, Senate Bill 982 with Senate Committee substitute, Senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 982 with Senate Committee substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from Clay moves that Senate Bill 982 with Senate Committee substitutes be taken up for third reading and final passage. Many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail. Say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes have it. Senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that this Senate Committee substitute be adopted.
The Senator from Clay has moved that the Senate Committee substitute be adopted. Does anybody want to be heard on that motion? Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could I inquire of the Senator from Clay?
Senator from Clay, do you yield?
Reluctantly.
Reluctantly, she
Good
does.
Good morning, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President. You're doing a great job up there. Just would you care to explain your consent bill?
So last January, the governor signed an executive order consolidating all early childhood programs, and this it from DESE, or from DHSS, DSS, and DESE into the Office of Childhood under DESE. So as a result, child care facility licensing and subsidies are now housed under DESE supervision. This bill basically updates that language, codifies the transfer of authority from DSS and DHSS to the Office of Childhood in DESE.
Perfect. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, the senator from Clay is recognized to close.
Thank you. I close.
The senator from Clay renews her motion that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 982 be adopted. As many are the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Clay.
I now move that the Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 982 be third read and finally passed.
Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? The senator from Clay is recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
The senator from Clay renews her motion that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 982 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 982, an act relating to child care with existing penalty provisions. Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Gannon, Higeman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the 20th. Votes aye. Senator from the 9th. Votes aye. Senator from Boone, votes aye. By your vote of 33 ayes and 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on the same calendar, third reading of Senate bills, Senate Bill 886 with Senate Committee substitute, Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 886 with Senate Committee substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from Platt moves that Senate Bill 886 with Senate Committee substitute be taken up for a third reading and final passage. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes have it. Senator from Platt,
Thank you, Mr. President.
To move for the adoption and explain?
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that the Senate Committee substitute be adopted. Mr. President, this is a bill relating to trusts. It makes some changes to the way that adopted children or children who are born out of wedlock are treated for purposes of inheritance under a trust. Bottom line is it mirrors what we currently do for wills. There's a gap in the trust code, and this is just simply filling that in with the same rule that we follow for wills. It also updates some provisions based on some recent IRS tax code changes to the decanting rules for trusts, which is when the provisions from one trust are poured over into another. And then finally, it has a provision relating to the confidentiality of trust records that are held by a trustee. And with that, Mr. President, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Senator moves for the adoption of the Senate committee substitute. Does any senator desire to be heard? The senator from Platt is recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 886 be third read and finally passed. I renew my motion.
Senator from Platt.
I close.
You close. Okay, thank you. The senator from Platt renews his motion that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 886 be adopted. As many are the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 886 be third read and finally passed.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Sorry I didn't get in here earlier. Inquire the Senator from Platt.
Senator from Platt, do you yield and inquire of Senator from Johnson?
I do, Mr. President.
He does proceed.
We were so close, Senator.
I know. I didn't want Senator from the 15th and the Senator from the 9th to just think that I was picking on them. The Senator from Clay has already said that,
Senator
hey.
Senator from Clay got off very
yeah,
easily.
Yeah, she got off very yeah. easily. And so I know you've heard the line of questioning. But let's see, your consent bill deals with trusts.
Relating to trust.
I'm sure that could be expanded to whatever. Lord only knows what that could be expanded to over the House.
I would put it this way. If they expand this definition, I'm going to be very interested to see what that looks like.
Yes, but we've seen crazier.
Because that's pretty narrow.
It is pretty narrow, but we've seen crazier things before, and so all that I ask of you is that if it does get loaded up with a bunch of controversial things over in the House, then when it comes back to the Senate, we have an opportunity to go through those and go to conference.
Absolutely, Senator. I would assume that if any member of the body felt that there was something particularly controversial in there, they could probably force me to go to conference on it, whether I wanted to or not.
All right. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? The senator from Platt is recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
The senator from Platt renews his motion that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 886 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 886, an act relating to trusts. Senators Arthur, Beam, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Sirpoy, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Gannon, Higeman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lugtemeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the 4th, votes aye. By your vote of 33 ayes and zero noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection.
President.
The next order of business will be announcements.
Mr. President.
Senator from Newton.
President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, Veterans, and Military Affairs will meet 5 minutes after recess.
Thank you, Senator. Announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the House, and so I ask that they be read?
If there are messages from the House, please read them.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 2120, entitled An Act Relating to Disclosure of Personal Information to Public Agencies, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested, respectfully submitted. Dana Rodman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Boone. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The ayes have it. We are in recess till 2 p.m.